Margin trading, definition, process, advantages, and risks. Key points. Stock investing focuses on long-term growth by analyzing fundamentals like revenue, profits, and management quality, offering steady returns with lower risks. Speculation aims for quick profits through short-term market trends, carrying higher risks and requiring precise timing. Investing minimizes emotional decisions, leveraging patience and compounding to build wealth, while speculation often involves impulsive, high-stakes moves. The choice depends on goals and risk tolerance, investing for stability and wealth or speculation for higher risk rewards. A blended approach can combine the stability of investing with a small allocation to speculative opportunities for higher potential gains. To ensure a stable future and meet monetary needs, it is essential to start investing. This can help individuals access capital gains if the price of the security rises, whether it is from stocks or an exchange-traded fund, ETF. Investing in high volumes is beneficial, but few people face some kind of barriers that create difficulties in the process. Common obstacles include being too busy, it being a riskier option, and various other reasons. However, one of the most significant barriers is not having sufficient funds to purchase shares in large quantities. Read this blog to get an in-depth knowledge of it, which includes margin trading definition, how it works, benefits, and risks associated with it. Moreover, this blog also guides you in starting margin trading efficiently. Margin trading definition. Margin trading allows investors to buy stocks beyond their financial capacity. With the help of this process, they can increase their buying power while investing in the stock market. By borrowing funds from a particular stock broker, investors can buy the shares with a marginal cost, rather than buying them for the original market value. Since the broker is responsible for financing the remaining purchase amount, they charge interest on the loan to the investor. When you use margin to buy a security, you are essentially using the securities already available in your DMAT account as collateral for the loan. As a result, this collateralized loan charges a regular interest which investors must pay as a repayment. This type of trading is beneficial in some particular situations, where investors earn a higher rate of return on the investment than paying the interest on the loan. In MTF trading, a stock broker will charge you interest for lending the funds needed to purchase stocks. Additionally, you can leverage your market position to meet the margin requirements, as you will need to provide collateral as security. How does margin trading work? Margin trading allows investors to borrow money from a broker in order to purchase shares, amplifying their buying power. Here is a step-by-step explanation of how it works. Activate the Margin Trading Facility, MTF. You can enable Margin Trading Facility, MTF, through your broker if they offer it. If not, consider switching to platforms like Taurus Digital, which provides investors with the option to leverage MTF by increasing their purchasing power and maximizing their investment potential. How margin trading works with the example. Once you activate this facility, it is time to understand the process of buying shares using MTF. For instance, you are willing to purchase shares of company XYZ worth 1,000 rupees, but you have only 200 rupees. In this case, you are going to offer 20% amount of the share's total market value as margin to the broker. The SEBI guidelines will verify the details of this purchase under MTF. Since the broker funds the remaining 80% amount, which is 800 rupees, you can now purchase shares worth 1,000 rupees with only 200 rupees as collateral. Now, considering the situation of taking a personal loan, here comes the aspect of interest rates. Interest charges. Since your broker lends you the money, they charge interest on the borrowed amount, 800 rupees. Different brokers have different daily interest rates. This interest is either deducted from your profits or added to your losses. Profits and risks. Coming to the profit and loss aspect, you can encounter a higher risk and higher reward situation. Sticking to the example, the price of the shares rises to 1,100 rupees on the same day. If you had bought the shares with the original price, you would have got a 10% return. However, since you have opted for margin trading, you can easily get more than 10% return from this investment, even after paying the interest. On the other hand, you can encounter huge losses if the market crashes while using this process. If the share price of company XYZ decreases to 600 rupees, your loss would be 200 rupees. Since you only invested 200 rupees, you will lose your entire 200 rupee investment, and the broker may ask you to repay the remaining 200 rupees. Benefits of margin trading. Using margin trading, traders can get numerous benefits. Here are some other advantages of MTF trading that you need to look for. Using collateral, you can leverage collateral such as cash and securities in your portfolio while borrowing money from the stockbroker. While purchasing securities on margin, collateral secures your loan and reduces the risks taken by lenders. Useful for short-term capital. When facing a shortage of funds, margin trading can allow individuals to gain in a shorter time frame. Options to carry forward. You can also avail the benefit of carrying forward the margin brought positions up to the number of days from the trading day. However, different stockbrokers determine how many days you can carry forward the positions. Higher returns. When the market goes bullish, your margin also appreciates, which you have put up as collateral. This allows you to buy more securities on margin. Drawbacks of margin trading. While margin trading has its benefits, it is important to be aware of its potential drawbacks. Below are the key risks investors should consider. Risk of significant losses. Investors must have an understanding of the associated risks of significant losses. The possibility of losses is also high since they have to pay an additional amount for accrued interest. Minimum balance. While using the margin trading facility, you must keep the minimum balance. This can restrict you from collecting a significant portion of your capital. Moreover, investors should maintain a minimum account balance by letting go of a portion of their security holdings and/or by depositing some cash. Liquidation issues. If your trades perform poorly after taking a margin position, your account balance may fall below the required minimum margin level. As a result, a margin call will be triggered. If you fail to meet this call by depositing additional funds or securities, your broker may liquidate your assets to recover their loan, often resulting in significant losses. Interest costs. Since borrowing funds for MTF trading include interest charges, your profits can be hampered if not managed properly. You have to pay more interest if you hold your leveraged position for a longer time. Nevertheless, if your investments do not perform well, these interest costs can hamper your gains. Regulatory risks. Margin trading is governed by strict market regulations, which can pose significant risks if not properly understood. Without a thorough understanding of these rules, you might inadvertently violate them, leading to penalties or trading restrictions. To mitigate this risk, it is crucial to stay informed about the regulatory framework and ensure full compliance in all MTF trading activities. How to start margin trading. Since you get familiar with what margin trading means, you need to learn how to start margin trading. Follow these steps to place a buy order using MTF trading. Step 1. Once you have activated the margin trading facility, select a stock of your choice listed on the market under Securities for MTF and place a buy order. Step 2. After entering the quantity and your desired price, click on the buy option. Step 3. When you receive a pledge request in your email, you must accept the request within a specified time frame. Step 4. Click on the link that has been shared with you and share the details of the required documents. Step 5. Generate and enter the OTP for verification, to complete the final step of margin trading.